This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The challenge as governments try to regulate technology, and this is not a new thing, is that technology moves fast. Government does not. Thus, we find ourselves today with the Biden administration doing what it can to regulate new kinds of artificial intelligence. An executive order was the form that today's announcement took, with a slew of orders for executive agencies and requests and suggestions for things the private sector might do to rein in this mostly unregulated AI space. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington on how much of the future of artificial intelligence is actually under presidential purview.
This executive order attempts to set new standards for how we develop, test, and use AI in government as well as within private industry. Meredith Broussard is the author of a new book on AI and bias in tech and teaches at NYU. She says this order is a very big deal.
What it says is that developers of the most powerful AI systems must share their safety test results and other critical information with the government.
And develop tools to ensure the AI systems are safe for consumers. Now, whether or not the Biden administration can, without a law from Congress, force companies to do this is less clear. Neil Chilson is a senior research fellow at the Center for Growth and Opportunity.
There's some things that are probably within the presidential power, but are potentially questionable. Calls for additional guidance. Lots and lots of, hey, let's use existing legal authorities to look at this.
Chilson says it will take months, if not years, for new regulations to come down the pipeline. But in the meantime, AI is already helping make decisions affecting people's lives. Alexandra Reeve Givens is president and CEO of the Center for Democracy and Technology.
If you've applied for a job lately, if you've applied for a loan, if you've applied to be approved for housing, if you've applied for public benefits, AI systems are being used in each of those moments.
Given says one of the ways the Biden administration hopes to influence those systems is by updating the rules around the billions of dollars the federal government spends buying goods and services from the private sector.
Now, if you're a contractor trying to sell a system to the federal government, this is going to set kind of the new standards that you need to be able to prove you're compliant with.
And when you're talking that kind of money, that kind of influence can be rolled out a lot more quickly. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.